on 045 898 999. We're moving back over to the Naas Municipal District, where Independent Councillor Shamie Moore joins me on the line to look at the motions and questions raised at that MD meeting. Shamie, good morning. Good to have you on the show.
Good morning, Tara. Nice to be on the show. Thanks for the invitation. And good morning, listeners.
We are looking at those questions and motions asked, Shamie. Your first one is in relation to the council undertaking a survey to establish the number of buses, including the likes of special services for schools and airport and tourism, that are that use the town centre Naas as a transport hub. What was the reason for wanting to get more information about this?
Thanks, Tara. Look, the town is becoming congested with buses at the moment. There are peak times when you could have as many as seven buses outside of what we call the post office area, some on one side of the street and some on the other. And traffic finds it very, very hard to get through between them. But that's at the moment. We're going to build a new town of 11,000 people just in Osborstown area. Our population is exploding all the time, and our own population in the town is, you know, on the ramp up, as are the schools and school numbers and the school services. Mm. But apart from that, we have the hospital, and as you rightly point out, we're on the route for the airport and a lot of other services that pass through the town. So, you know, at some stage, we won't just be able to cope with what's happening in the town centre. So I'm promoting the idea now that we should be looking at subdividing the gross amount of traffic that would be coming to the Naas direction, that some of it could go around the ring road and do like they do in Australia, have the pickups in the suburbs as they go around the ring roads, rather than bringing people into the town to get the bus in the town, but the people themselves live in the suburbs. So it doesn't make sense to put an extra. However, they could do something like that and perhaps look at a new site for a new hub in the town, an in and out station.
All right. Your next question, Shamie, to the council is about asking why are there prolonged delays in returning fire damaged houses to habitable reuse, and how many such houses are currently out of use in the Naas Municipal District? Was the council able to give you figures and data on that?
Well, they were not able to give me. Well, they did. They very definitely said there were no fire damaged houses in Naas at the moment. That is obviously at the moment because those that had fire damage done to them in the past have been addressed and put back into accommodations. But it has come up quite regularly at meetings with the public that the council has been blamed for leaving certain houses what looks like a long time before they're made ready for handing out to somebody else. And they take an awful lot of flack unnecessarily because there's a lot of things to be done after a fire damage to a house. Like insurance has to be sure that the claim has not been made maliciously or falsely or anything like that, and that it was a very definite claim. Plus, engineers have to examine the house to see that it can be put in order again and all that type of stuff. Plus, the fact that if the council want to undertake serious repairs, they must make a special application to the government for that type of grant, because the normal facility funding has a limit on it, and per house around 30,000. Sometimes that wouldn't go anywhere near the damage repairing that's required. So I was just glad that the information was given out to our members and to the public on that occasion, and might clear up a lot of rumblings that are outside about how long houses have been left.
Shamie, you've also raised the question about an illegally installed fence fencing on the recently acquired former McInerney lands at Canal Road, Naas. Where did this fencing come from? Is it known who put it there?
It, shall we say, appeared overnight. Mm-hmm. By a house owner in that area who has now departed the area. There are new incumbents in the house, and it's on a six-acre site that was given over to the council by a developer in the nearby housing development called Mill Lane Housing. And so the council acquired it, but there were a lot of problems before the official handover, and it's now going through the process of the registration with the new national body called TALSTA. An element of that is the mapping of a site, and that hasn't been completed just yet. So it's delaying the thing. But my problem is that It stops the council from undertaking a master plan for the use of the site. It also stops them making any applications for grants to support the development of the site for community purposes. So it's a question of get the damn thing mapped out and get the proof that we do own it, and then we can make our progress towards putting it to use for the community.
All right, Seamus, and your final motion to the council is that they invite An Garda Síochána Naois to a special meeting with elected members, specifically to allay fears that road bollards on routes from Poolpluck Bridge to Canal Road via Abbey Street and Basin Street are limiting the abilities of Gardaí in patrol vehicles. What was the council's response to this request?
Yeah, this was a motion of serious concern in Naois. There's a very active development of drug dealing in an area that we would describe as from the Carra Road to the Abbey Bridge area or the canal, all along by the harbour area. And there's a lot of activity, and people with children are very concerned to see their children looking at this type of stuff in broad daylight, wheeling and dealing on drugs and passing them off. And, you know, combined with what's happening in Dáil Éireann at the moment, where there is a move to decriminalise the use of drugs or having personal drugs on you. And I think, you know, it's almost as if certain people in Naois think that now is the time to sort of start peddling more drugs in an open situation, because the Dáil is going to change the laws as it stands at the moment. So there's a lot of concern around the safety for children and open drug dealing and peddling in the town of Naois. And this was a move towards getting the guards on board. They are already on board with their daily routines, but the patrol cars don't seem to be able to get up to a point they can get to where these areas are, but then they're stopped with bollards. If they go around the other side, the dealers have moved to the other side of the bollards. So it's a game of chicken and with the guards and those who are dealing with drugs, and they can step behind bollards and they're in a safe area and the patrol car can't follow them. So we want to try and get something done about that.
All right, Seamus, thanks so much for joining us on the Kildare Today show this morning. That is independent councillor on the Naois Municipal District, Seamus Moore, joining for those questions and motions raised at that latest MD meeting in Naois. Seamus, thanks again for taking the call on the show. We will be